Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet des Erechin, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Hanachri. Remeir says, Nerach, in other words, of Yisrael says, Erkei shall Nachri, ze alai, the Erech, of that person upon me, he's mechuyev to give his Erech. Avaloi Marech, if the Nachri says, Erkei alai, or the Erech of so-and-so upon me, even if that so-and-so was Yisrael, that is not Chal. But the Torah shows how we dash into some sukkim. Rabbi Huda says just the opposite. A Nachri Marech. If the Nachri says on a Yisrael, Erech Ploini Alai, then he has to fulfill the Neder. V'loi Nerech. But if the Nachri says, Erki Alai upon myself, or Yisrael says, Erech Nachri Ze Alai, then that Neder is not Chal. Zeh v'zeh, both Remeir and Rabbi Huda Moedim would agree, Shen Noidrin V'nidarin. If they don't use the Lashon of Erechin, but rather, stop. They make a neder that the value of so-and-so, or the value of myself, should be given to Hegdish, then it is Chal, that neder is fulfilled regardless. So once again, chazing over, a Nachri, according to Rav Meir, Nerach, remember the rule that we said, we've mentioned it many times throughout our shiurim? A nun means the subject of. A nun at the beginning of the word, when it's not part of the shayrish, means it receives. So a Nachri, Nerach. If Yisrael says that the Erech of the Nachri is upon me, he has to give it, according to Rav Meir. Avolei Marech, a mem at the beginning of the word, when the mem is not part of the Shairish, a mem means to project from him to someone else. So the Nachri says on someone else, his Erech upon me, or he says upon himself, my Erech upon myself, that Erechin is not Chal. Rabbi Huda disagrees, he says the other way around. The Nachri is Marech, Avolei Nerach. Both of them are moide that if they don't use the term erichin, they stam use the lashon, the value of, then it's chal in all cases. Now, what's the basis of a machloikis in Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? There are two psukim when it comes to the parasha of erichin. The pasuk says, Dabrul b'nei Yisrael, so it's mashma, that only the b'nei Yisrael are shayach to the parasha of erichin, not oivde kechavim. But later on it says, Ish ki afli neder be'erkecha from the lashon ish, it's mashma any person, even a nachri. So this is how Reb Meir answers the stira. He says that the word b'nei Yisrael comes to exclude the nachri from promising something in terms of erechin. If someone says on the nachri his erech, his value to hegdash, then it has to be given. But if the nachri says that he doesn't have to, Reb Meir says we find more cases of ne'erachin than marichin. So it makes sense to exclude the marach, not the ne'erach. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. From the ish in the pasuk, we definitely learn that a nachri could be marach. He could say, ana Yisrael, his erach upon me. And from the b'nei Yisrael, we learn that a nachri is not ne'erach. You can't say, ana nachri, his erach. Rabbi Yehuda makes a cheshbon and says, no, I'll show you that there are more cases of marichin than nerachin. And the Gemara discusses why each one has a different cheshbon, why there are more cases of nerachin, and Rav Yehuda says there are more cases of marichin. So we did say everyone is moida, shen noidrin v'nedarn. If they don't use the word erichin, they just say the value of something to hegdish, and the nether is chal, even from a nachri. What do we do with that money? So by Yisrael, the money goes lebedek habayis. From a nachri, many shittas hold. No, it goes for a personal carbon that the nachri can bring.